I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Tunisia was the spark of what became the Arab Spring. Sadly, while the revolution may have started with great hope, 2 years later, change has been so slow that Tunisians are fed up. Protesters demanded the Islamist government step down, and they did. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA, says stepping down doesn't necessarily mean walking away from power.
I think it shows that they feel pretty confident that they can win an election if they're voluntarily stepping down and then pointing towards a full-scale election.
Tunisia isn't a friendly country to Christians. Change, good or bad, has everyone on edge. Pray for encouragement. Next, there's an encouraging trend developing among lay pastors in Guatemala. Dan Smith of Paradise Bound Ministries.
About 25 to 30% of these pastors are looking to reach out to other villages.
Paradise Bound is training 60 believers to become lay pastors.
They already know the language, they know the culture, and now they'll be perfectly trained to be able to go out and either go back to their own village or go to another village.
There are a few ways you can help. Just visit us online for details. And do you want to live longer? Brush your teeth. Studies show that oral health is directly linked to your overall well-being. That's why Partners Relief and Development took a team of dental hygienists to one of their project zones in Thailand. They taught migrant workers from Burma how to brush their teeth and why regular dental hygiene care is important. Caring for physical needs like this opens a door to share the gospel. Pray many come to Christ as a result. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is now offering the book The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. It reminds us that God doesn't give up on us and uses us despite our brokenness. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.